Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Sherry Redfield, and last night I was online. I thought I was on for shipping fee for a Kenmore or something to do that. Very misleading, and I've been charged for something that I did not know what it was about, did not agree to, and I need that charge taken off my credit card.
Okay, you was calling about the charges on your credit card. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, for 59-something.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about this experience. Now, what I can do for you, I can be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
61554.
Okay, that's going to be 61554. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I please have your first and last name?
My name is Sherry, Sherry. Last name Redfield, Redfield.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
2104 Sierra Drive. That's Pekin, Illinois.
Did you enter the contest entry for the feast treat for the mixer?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Now, in the terms and condition for the sweet stay, it also tells you that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan, and you will receive an email with the link for the app. Now, the winner will be selected by email within the week of the closing of the promotional sweet stay.
Well, they didn't make that clear. When I put my card in, it didn't even give me any indication that a payment was made or how much or anything. So I need that removed.
Yes, ma'am. Now, go ahead.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I can offer you $20 on your monthly rate.
No, I want it taken off. It's very misleading. There was nothing clear about it. I will have to report it if need be, but I need that charge removed from my credit card now.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I could go ahead and cancel your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please. I'm still in the process of noting your account for you. And it's just going to be one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your cancellation number?
Just a moment, I have a paper. Let me grab my pen.
Yes, ma'am, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, it's CS and Charlie. 920. Yes, ma'am. 920
C 920
668 705. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me repeat this to make sure I have it correct. C as in Charlie, 920 668 705.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. That's going to be your cancellation number. I went on and voted the charge for you for $49.97.
Okay, this
do
is
you
cancellation.
Have any? Yes, ma'am.
Now, what were you saying about the charge for cancellation?
Yes, ma'am. I went on and voted the charge for you for $49.97.
All right.
Do you have any more questions for me?
No, as long as it's been canceled and there's no charge, then I'm satisfied.
Yes, ma'am. You are good to go. And thank
and
you
I'm
so
sorry.
Much. Go ahead.
What was your name?
My name is Nikki.
Nikki? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate your help today.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.